Hi, hello, vanakkam, and welcome to the Teekada Raja Show. My name is Dwarahan Chandran, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about Leo, the LCU, and this Instagram story I put up recently, and people's responses to that. Just before I start, a little life update. My mic is broken. Like, the mic I'm using right now is currently broken. Like, it's not technically broken. It's physically broken. Like, it had a stand, and I put it in my drawer with the other mic, and it just snapped. So currently I'm holding it, and I don't know if this is better, because my voice does sound like a lot more clearer when I hear it again. but yeah, I think this is better. So sometimes things, even if it does break, still good for you. I don't know what kind of analogy that was. Don't deep it, just allow it. What else? I'm very sick. I've been sick since Monday. I was meant to go to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and today is Thursday. I was meant to go today as well, but I couldn't go because I'm really sick, and I wake up dreading life every time. Hopefully I'll be better tomorrow so I can work on Sunday, I think I've got work on Sunday. Anyways, jumping back to topic, Leo was a good film. I really enjoyed it. I watched it twice, on Thursday and Friday, and I really enjoyed it. It did have its flaws, but I don't think the, like, flaws in a sense, I guess with all the CGI towards the end, was a bit weird, because they must have blown all of the budget for that in the hyena sequence. So I'm assuming all the flaws and the questions that we have about this film will be answered in Leo 2, or the next installment in the LCU. That's the thing, though, with people, they tend to hate what they don't understand, and I feel like that's just this. Especially if we think about Kaidi and Vikram, when it came to, you know, the ghost, you know, that kind of character, the ghost is mentioned in Kaidi, and then it's explained in Vikram that Vikram is the ghost. So it explains it there, but when you watch Kaidi, when that came out in 2019, I think, no one knew what the ghost was. You know, it was a question back then, and now it's answered. And just like that, there's so many questions in this film, and I think another film will answer this question. They even filmed, I think they filmed scenes with Agent Tina, because she was there for the shooting in Kashmir, but none of her scenes were there. So many other people said that they had scenes in Leo, and they just weren't. So I'm assuming they're either there for a flashback, or, you know, something in another film. There's so many questions for this film as well. You know, is the flashback fake? Is what's real about the flashback? There's just so many questions around what's real and what's not about Leo. Why does Parthiban agree to the fact that he's Leo at the end? Why was there a need for him to, you know, fake his identity when he's been Leo the entire time? I get that he's trying to protect his family, and I guess he's, you know, at that point of that he's won, you know, he's killed off those that do know he's Leo. But why does he have to agree to it? You know, he could have just kept going with it. Also, there are several versions of this film released across the world. There's a version where we find out that Parthiban is Leo as soon as he kills Sanjay Dutt's character, Anthony Das. And there's a scene where it's after or before the fact we see Harold Das. So we're getting different versions out there, like Spider-Verse, and we're getting more and more deeper into this. So, okay, that was my, like, little review. I really liked it. I really enjoyed that film. So my question is, what actor and director would you add into the LCU? This was a story that I asked my friends first, and then I thought, hey, let's just make this into an Instagram story, and we'll see what the people have to say. So Lokesh wants to do just 10 films. He wants to end after 10 movies, and Bro is already 5 movies in. So that leaves Rajini 171, the Rolex standalone film, Kaidi, Vikram and Leo 2, and that's five, that's it. And where what movie takes place, we don't know. So Rajini's 171 is not in the LCU, and it's, yeah, so after that, Rolex, Kaidi, Vikram and Leo 2, that's the only four, but we don't know what or which order that's going to come. Maybe the LCU is outside of his 10 films. So technically, if he wants to make just 10 films and separate the LCU out of this, he's only done three, which is Managaram, Master, and then Rajini. Oh shit, I forgot Master. Yeah, so Rajini 171, Master, and Managaram are only the three movies that he's done outside the LCU. So maybe we can negotiate, Lokesh, if you won't be, but I'm just saying, let's negotiate, because we still need you in this industry. All right, let's get back to topic. Let's stick here. So jumping back to the question, what director or what actor would you add into the LCU? I'm not going to mention anyone's names, but if you guys remember your answers, then you'll just pick it up, and if not, just let me know, and I'll send you a screenshot. Okay, so the first response I got was Shiva, Agila Ulaga Superstar Shiva. Didn't give me a director, but that would be funny. Honestly, maybe a spin-off or like a TV show. That would be crazy. Maybe some guy reacting to everything that's happening in the LCU. no one really gave me a like character or anything for these actors and directors or what a movie could be like. So I'm just going to give my take on that, and then I'll give you guys my actual answer later. I'm going through my responses first, and then I'll get back to my friends. So my friends who are listening, they will be after this, and I'll make sure I announce it before I start saying it. The next person I got was Vikram, and the actor, and director Selvaraghavan. I don't know if the person was just saying it separately or they want Selvaraghavan to direct a Vikram movie inside the LCU. That's actually crazy. Not a bad idea, but it's very, very different. Highly unlikely. Vikram and Dhanush are quite a prominent answer in this question. We'll get back to my my thing later. Anyways, we have STR or Vijay Sethupathi. I don't know if this person has not seen any of the films, but Vijay Sethupathi is already in it. Vikram la Vijay Sethupathi irukkradendru kooda theriyama LCU story ki reply pandriye. You're a god gifted child, Rade. Adutthadaga, we have Manikandan and Paranjit. I think Manikandan would be really good. I'll come back to him later. But Paranjit, I think out of all the directors that everyone's given, I think there's only about two or three directors that I think that could actually continue the LCU or have any sort of input into this universe, and one of them is Paranjit. Just the way he takes movies, and not talking about Nachatram Nagarkirada, but you know, Sarpatta Parambara and like Madras or Kala or something like that, I think that would be really apt for this kind of universe. Next, we have Dhanush or Vikram. I think Dhanush... Okay, so there were rumors that Dhanush filmed a cameo scene for Leo, but I think it got scrapped, maybe for Leo Part 2 or some other movie, but that would be interesting. Having Vikram... See, I'm not a huge fan of Vikram. I think bro's only done, like, a couple of solid movies. Not really worth the hype. Good guy. Like his movies. But am I hyped? Not really. See, the other thing is, he was meant to play the Rolex character. He was given that, and he denied it because he was so short. This is what I mean. Like, why would you say no to that because of the duration? And now Rolex is getting a standalone film, and you're not even in the universe. You know what I mean? And then someone said Arun Vijay. Again, I don't really see that working out. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really think so. Arun Vijay is a what, he had a couple of good movies when he had his comeback, and then what, like Venerindal, and then it was Tadam, and then the movies he did were just really bad after that. Adithadaha, we have Dulkar and S.J. Surya. S.J. Surya also appeared a couple after, and I'll come back to S.J. Surya, but Dulkar Salman is a very good addition. So whoever said that, well done. I agree with you, but I feel like he'd be a character that'd be dead quite easily. Ashok Selvan, this one I really liked. Someone said Ashok Selvan and Madhun Ashwin. So Madhun Ashwin is the guy that directed Mandela and Mahaviran. And Ashok Selvan's, I love Ashok Selvan so much. He's had so many good movies, and his, all the scripts that he chooses are so fucking good. So unique and so different as well. So I reckon that combination, or that even just by itself, Ashok Selvan in someone else's movie and Madhun Ashwin directing someone else, I think that would be a banger. Danush, I'll come back to. Oh, I've already done. But someone said Danush and Vetrimaran. Nah. Because Vetrimaran's so like a the gramatha padang. He's not the city boy. He's a village boy. Nam solle illadhu. But Vetrimaran has his own like style of movies. If bro wanted, he could create a universe. You know what I mean? And there's only a few directors that can actually create a universe. And honestly, it should have been Vetrimaran or GVM that should have started it, but I'm not mad that Lokesh did. Vetrimaran, I don't think he could add into this universe, but I feel like he would start his own, maybe with Danush or stuff like that. Someone said Nelson as a director, and I reckon Nelson is another person that could actually continue the LCU. And I think he's starting an NCU where it's just him. He introduced, you know, Mohanlal and Shivana's character and Rajini's character as well. So I don't know if there'll be a Jailer 2, but it made so much money. I mean, fuck, why not? Someone said Ajit. I'm just going to skip over that. Again, someone said Madhavan and Danush and Nelson directing. I don't know if he meant that combo, but I think Madhavan would be a good addition. Maybe not a cop character, because he's already done that in Vikram Veda. So I think having him as a villain would be nice. It'd be nice to see, you know, the either at the combo in this. And I think another addition, a really good addition, would be Siddharth. Siddharth is a really good actor, but he doesn't do that many films. And I think there's certain actors in this list that I'll be mentioning that if they were actually to do so many films and, you know, be chosen to do these films and choose proper scripts, I think they'd be, like, pretty good at acting, you know? And pretty popular at the same time. Someone said Ajit again. Again, skipping over. Ashok Selvan was mentioned again. Someone said Dhruv, and they gave me a role as well, which was nice. They said grandson of Vikram. Ivanga yenda Vikrama solranga enakku theriyala. Do they mean Dhruv as in he's going to be the, because that doesn't make sense, he's the son of Vikram, but he's the grandson of Vikram. Ivanga romba future la thinking pandranga nenikiren. Dhruv being the grandson of Vikram, 2021 la baby arunda Vikram, yes, even the baby's name is Vikram, and the Vikram 20 years away, if Dhruv is like almost hitting 30, that's like 20, 25, 30 years almost into the future. அப்படி போன வேறு யாரும் இந்த எல்சியூவில் இருக்க மாட்டினும் லோகேஷே போயிடுவாப்ல. ஸோ ஐ டோன்ட் திங்க் தட் இஸ் குவைட் பாசிபிள், பட் த்ரூவ் அண்ட் ஹேவிங் விக்ரம் இட் மே பி ஹேவிங் தட் ஃபாதர் சன் டுவர் வுட் பி எ பிட் நைஸ். சமன் செட் முனிஷ்காந்த் ஃப்ரம் மாநகரம். ஷபா முடியல, நான் எல்சியூ என்று சொல்கிறேன். அந்த கான்செப்ட், தட் யூனிவர்ஸ், டு யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? அது புரியுதா முதல்ல? அதை நான் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பண்ணணும்னு எனக்கு தெரியாது, பட் எக்ஸ்பிளைனும் பண்ண மாட்டேன். ஐ ஃபீல் லைக் யூ ஷுட் நோ. So many people should know. If you guys don't know what the LCU is and you're watching Leo without watching Vikram or Kaidi, உங்களை பற்றி என்ன நினைக்கிறேன்னு என்ன முறை எபிசோடில் சொல்கிறேன். அது ஃபுல்லாக பேட் வேர்ட்ஸாக இருக்கும், அது அவாய்ட் பண்ணுற நிலைமைக்கு தான் வரும். ட்ராப்பும் பண்ண முடியாது. இதில் எக்ஸ்பிளசிட் கான்டென்ட், தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிளசிட் கான்டென்ட் இவங்களுக்கு எப்படி தெரியும்? பரவாயில்ல, ட்ராப் பண்ணுறேன். ஓகே, நவ் கம்மிங் பேக் டு சம் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டஃப் த மை ஃப்ரெண்ட் சட். சம்வன் சட் தனுஷ் அண்ட் செல்வராகவன். That would be interesting. ஒரு புது பாட்டு மாதிரி இருக்கும். அல்லது ஐ மீன் இந்த எல்சியூஏ வந்து ஒரு ட்ரக் ஃப்ரீ சொசைட்டியை க்ரியேட் பண்ண வேணுமென்ற ஒரு நோக்கத்தோடு தான் இந்த இது போகுது. விச் ஐ ரியலி லைக். இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் எ சூப்பர் ஹீரோ, இட்ஸ் நாட் ஃபேன்டஸி, இட்ஸ் லைக் குவாய்ட் ரியல் வேர்ல்ட், விச் இஸ் வாய் ஐம் சோ லைக் இன் டு இட், யூனோ. எனிவேஸ், இந்த பொலிட்டிக்ஸை பற்றி வேறு எபிசோடில் கதைக்கலாம். மை சிஸ்டர் சட் யோ மாம் just taking a minute to process that, because my mom would actually be really good in the LCU. She would play Agentina's sister, Agent Usha. Someone gave me Mishkin as a director, didn't really give me an actor. I don't really think Mishkin would be like apt to do this, to do it in the LCU, just based off his previous movies. கொஞ்சம் horror element ஆவே போறாப்ல அவட்ட direction வந்து. If you look at துப்பறிவாளன், and if you look at what's that other movie with Udayanidhi Stalin, whatever that last movie he did, those two characters are literally the same person, like in terms of demeanor and the way the character goes. It's just the same character, one's blind, one's a detective. That's really cringe. I got a really interesting combo. This person gave me a paragraph on how to do the combo as well. And then Avasika Poradilla, and I don't want anyone stealing this movie idea because I'm going to steal it myself. They gave me Rajini and Ajit and K.S. Ravikumar as the director. Props to this whole combo, because no one else has given me this combo at all. Like, people have suggested Ajit, but no one suggested Rajini at all. Because I don't know if they think that the next movie is in the LCU, but it's not. And Lokesh has already broken silence on that. Rajini, Ajit, K.S. Ravikumar, and he said that they should be alongside Rolex so that it evens out Karthi, Vijay and Kamal being on one side, and then Rajini, Ajit and Surya being on the other side. It really does even it out. And K.S. Ravikumar is like a... He was a golden age director, you know, directing Padayappa to all the Kamal movies and whatnot. It, like, Linga really ruined him, but regardless, I think he would be a really, like, commercial movie type thing. And the LCU, although it does have commercial value, it's not a commercial movie. So I don't think that works. But maybe, who knows, give him a chance. Vikram again. Get back to Vikram later. And then it says, go to camera roll. Okay, this person has said, I would wait till Loki to finish his finale. I'm assuming finale as Endgame, so maybe it would be nice if Nelson can continue the universe with another paradigm or another dimension. If a dimension, I don't know if he's saying another reality, like another universe, like a separate universe. But he also said, maybe get Sivakarthikeyan or Dhanush. And this is just thinking off the top of my head. I really like that. I think Nelson, I've said this before, Nelson is pretty apt to do it, and Sivakarthikeyan would be nice. Okay, now coming back to my response, I would add Dhanush, Vikram and Sivakarthikeyan onto Rolex's side. I know this is like, it's a lot of people, and I know that the end game of the LCU is not going to have this many people, and even if it does add up to these people, I think they'll like die off, like Anurag Kashyap's role and Mansoor Ali Khan and JVM's. Like, it's going to be very small. But the thing is, these actors are very big, so I don't think any of these roles, I don't think anyone would be happy having these kind of actors killed off. So Dhanush, Vikram, Sivakarthikeyan. Sivakarthikeyan is another actor that, given the right script, the right role, he'd kill it. As seen in Marvidan, you know, people like to troll Sivakarthikeyan a lot, but and I do too sometimes, but if you were to give him the right thing, I think he will deal with it and act accordingly to that. So அடுத்ததாக, add Kadir, Jeeva and J.M. Ravi and Manikandan as characters that come and go, that are like in the universe, like JVM or Fahad Fazil. I think Fahad Fazil is a bit more important, but because Bro was actually, it was almost like as if it was Fahad Fazil and Kamal's movie. It wasn't more like Kamal Haasan's movie because he was only in the second half and farther, farther than the first half. So maybe Napoleon's character, you know, that like connects the universe together. I reckon have Kadir or Jiva or J.M. Ravi in like cop roles, like police officer roles. And I think I would give the same to who else? Maybe Danush? No, I said Danush is a villain. Fuck. Just keep it them. Just keep it them and give them police roles or like characters that are of somewhat importance but can, you know, I don't think, you know, Arjun's or Sanjay Dutt's characters were utilized properly in this film. Maybe Sanjay Dutt's, but Arjun, I thought that was going to be a very important villain role, right? That's what he said in interviews and stuff. But idhula paatha padathile illada maadhiri irundhathu naaradi song la mattum than aadina maadhiri irundhathu adhula aadradhannum kuda solla mudiyadhu thadumari kondirundhappla. But it's okay, Arjun konna naala tamil cinema la illendra oru aarvathoda paatha anga padathile illa naaradi song la than kuda irukkar. So I don't think they utilized characters as well as they should have and as well as they did in Vikram. You know, they paid off each character. Each character that came in the first half was an agent of the Black Squad. So I think that paid off well, but I don't think in Leo, again, some of these things are going to be paid off in the sequels or whatever comes up next in the LCU. However, another problem that I do have with the LCU, well, not LCU, but just Leo in general, is Anirudh's music sucked. Apart from Naredi, Badass, and The Ordinary Person, even Badass I didn't really like, but The Ordinary Person and Naredi song is the only thing saving it right now, and The Ordinary Person just released, so before that, Naredi, if that was a really bad song, like, you know, Vera Mari or Adichituku, or just because I'm saying Ajit songs doesn't mean I'm an Ajit hater. I'm just saying if it was songs like that, then the movie would have flopped. And I don't think the BGMs were that great in this film as it was for like Beast or Master. Adithadu, add S.J. Surya, SDR, Madhavan as villains. S.J. Surya is on a high right now, and I reckon if Lokesh was to use him properly and have his like comedic timings, that would be so good for the LCU. Maybe don't overdo it like he did in Mark Antony. I know, see, there's a thing, even Vijay does this, when an actor knows that what he does is good, they tend to overdo it, and it kind of kills what they were doing subtly. And what I mean by that is, you know, Vijay's little mannerisms that he does, and S.J. Surya's on the comedy vandu, in Mark Antony and in Varisu, they were forced, and they both were in Vardis, so that's crazy. Okay, but add S.J. Surya, add Simbu. Simbu and Sivakarthikeyan are those actors, and even Vijay Sethupathi, once given a proper role, they actually kill it to the max. Like, I don't watch Vijay Sethupathi movies at all. Like, the recent movies he released, I couldn't give a fuck. But in Vikram, when he was there, I was like, I'm there for it. Same thing with S.J. Surya. When he released Monster or whatever solo film that he did, even Ninja Marapadile, I was like, yeah, nah, not really. But when he was there in Varisu, when he was there in Mark Antony and all the movies that he did before, and he's going to come back in Jigar Danda XX, and oh, also another actor is Raghava Lawrence. And oh my god, Raghava Lawrence in the LCU would be so good. I think he's a slept on actor as well. So SDR also joins that category. Simbu, I think they would be really good. One of my friends said GVM Simbu and kind of continue off Vendu Thanindathu Kaadu, and I think that's really good. Actually, I think that would be quite perfect, you know, make it go international, you know. Maybe Rolex is dealing with Simbu's character from Vendu Thanindathu Kaadu. That kind of also connects to Nayahan, so that, okay, that doesn't work then. Enanda and the universe la rendu kamalaidum ikkenave GVM or universe set pandrapla. So I think maybe we'll keep the characters there. We won't cross over that universe, maybe not. Madhavan as a villain, I think we've already seen him as Vikram Vedha. I've already said this, keep him as a villain. I reckon that'll be really good. Keep that look from Vikram Vedha as well. I think Vijay Sethupathi's best look has been in the Vikram Vedha movie and in Vikram's poster. Vikram's poster and Vikram movie, completely different looks. Like, he has that beard and that long hair, but in Vikram, he's just got that long hair, I think, even just a little bit. And now we move to the directors that I would add into the LCU. I think a really good director that hasn't been mentioned is Karthik Subbaraj. His Perta, Jigardanda, all these movies are so fucking good. And I reckon, if anyone, it's up to him. I think he could add into the universe quite well, and I think he can even create his own universe. Again, Nelson, I've said that before, Atlee delivers bangers. Doesn't matter where he copies it from, doesn't matter if you've seen 15 films while watching Jawan, it doesn't matter if he's copied so many other things, like, it doesn't matter. He delivers bangers. They make money. They are really fucking good. Bro made three iconic Vijay movies, all back to back as well. Like, I don't understand how this guy could even, like, how do you do that? Like, no one's pulled a hat trick with Vijay this much apart from Atlee. GVM, I've already mentioned how he could add into that, and Madhun Ashwin, I think I've already mentioned how he could do that as well. So these are the people that I would add in. And I'm saying these people because, wow, I think I accidentally just increased the volume on the mic while slipping. Anyways, I'm really sick. I keep getting sick every fucking time. The reason... motherfuckers. I'm actually for real dying, like... Whew, and why do I decide to record podcasts every time I'm fucking sick? Anyways, sorry if anyone was listening to that on high volume. What was I saying? Yeah, the only reason why I'd add these type of directors into this universe is because I feel like, how long are you gonna be doing the lorries, the drugs, the guns, and, you know, like, another five movies of the same shit? Like, I think a little bit of romance, a little bit of dark comedy, something here and there would be a bit better, like, amplified a little. Even in Leo, they tried something new. Kaidi and Vikram, they don't have flashbacks so much. Like, it's not, but it does in Vikram, but it's not so much of a flashback, it's more of like investigating. But in Leo, they did a flashback, and now it could be fake, it could be not. It's a very, very mysterious thing. And Poha Poha, I think it's better to add in new elements like romance, and, you know, not always have a child for emotions. You know, it's in Vikram and Kaidi and Leo, the kids are very much there. You know, they could build a tiny Avengers maybe later, you know. excuse me, goddamn. I keep pausing and, like, editing this and editing my coughs out, but I fucking can't be bothered anymore. I'm just gonna get this over and done with so I can actually go to sleep. Because I started this at 9 and it's 10:45. So let's get this done. And it's only recording up to not even half an hour now. Anyways, yeah. Moondu padathilayum kulandhaigal irukkranga. Karthin's daughter, Vikram's grandson, and Leo's son and daughter, and the hyena. I reckon if they were to grow older, maybe Dhruv could play Leo's son, and get some other child actress for the two girls. I think even the child actress for the Kaidi, Vikram, and Karthi's character, Karthi's daughter, could actually even play the same role. I don't think she has to grow. I think she's growing up now, so I think she should be okay. And then have Ashwin, that little kid, play Vikram's grandson. Have like a little tiny LCU. See, I reckon, honestly, if you know, Lokesh was to retire after 10 movies, make TV shows, like tiny series for like Netflix or something. Have Bijoy and the boys, he's already mentioned this, like Agentina, you could honestly do so much with the characters that he has. You know, TV show for Bijoy and Fahad Fazil. Fuck, this is the top. This is off the top of my head, so I don't really know what to say. Agent Chin is quite obvious. Rolex is doing a standalone film. It, honestly, do another Napoleon like miniseries where he goes to like different places and like helps different people. Maybe you could, you know, introduce characters that way. maybe a miniseries for that actress that plays the prostitute, and she went in. To Leo, sorry, spoiler alert, but she went into Leo's cafe and stuff. That could be like a little TV show. Mishkin and his gang, the whole serial killing thing. Mishkin was so fucking funny. I don't know if anyone realizes how funny he is. If you look at him as, I feel like so many people were looking at him as a villain in the movie that they actually forget that he's actually just so fucking hilarious. Like when he was on screen, there's a scene where he sees Vijay, I think like hitting someone, and then he's like, dang. And I'm like, you're actually so funny, dude. Like, he's so underrated as an actor as well. So many directors in this movie as well, GVM and Mishkin. And I could be missing someone else. But I reckon that's the way to go. TV shows and miniseries to add to the LCU. That would be so fucking good. Waiting weekly or just drop it all completely and we'll... Yeah, we'll definitely watch that. What else could you do? You could do maybe dive deeper into that whole chocolate factory thing. Like, I thought that was going to be... There was a whole theory on how they were going to put cocaine into the chocolate. And that's how they were exporting drugs. And he was a part of Rolex's gang or something. All these theories are so fucking interesting. And they didn't do anything in this film. Again... No hate, because I know it's going to pay off in the upcoming films, so I'm not saying anything. Okay. I had another theory. Not another one. This is one of the things that I've cooked up. So, don't know if anyone saw this, because not a lot of people know about this, but in Jailer's audio launch, Rajini did a speech, and in that speech he refers to the crow... cannot reach the heights of a eagle analogy, and in that he refers to himself as the eagle, and everyone knows this, but he referred to Vijay as the crow, and he says that the eagle will go higher and the crow will come higher, but you know, eagle will get to a point and the crow can't come up to that height. He's obviously talking about Vijay, and because there was a whole superstar title debate. I'm not gonna say anything. But I have cooked up a theory. What if, so this is for the people that have actually seen Leo. What if that scene with the eagle and Vijay being a whole coincidence isn't a coincidence? So a lot of people are saying, okay, Vijay looking at the eagle and saying something, he was like, oh, I put it a girl or something like that. That's meant to be like a reference to what Rajini said, you know, sitting equal to the eagle. I'm just saying, what if it's not a coincidence? Okay, what if it was actually the owl from the starting scene? You know how he says, oh, this is some sort of like specific species of an owl, and and it's played out in a scene before, and it's so random like to have an owl there, and then you know, why would you have a whole scene for an owl and then not pay it off later? So I'm thinking, what if that's what they were meant to do? Like in that scene, it was an owl that, you know, that he was associating himself with from his past, like from the past it was an owl. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's just a theory, because you see the eagle kind of follow Harold Das around everywhere. But what if it was an owl, and what if they just changed the CGI from an owl to an eagle because of Rajini's speech in post-production? Because the speech came out in August, or just before August, and Leo comes in October, so they could have done it in CGI, like they could have worked it, but it could just all be a major coincidence. That's all I wanted to say, so I'm gonna end it there. I told some of my friends this, and they were like, nah, it's really not, like, it's just to see if the owl scene was just to show that Vijay found out that the vet died, and why would they have a big ass eagle inside the factory, and why would it be following around? And it makes sense that owl is the eagle is connected to Harold Das, and the owl is connected to GVM, because the owl has like a powerful eyesight, and like, you know, GVM's meant to be like a sniper, a sharpshooter or something. So I guess that makes sense, and I'm just cooking. Don't worry about me. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I'm just rambling on at this point. I'm really tired, so I'm gonna head off to sleep. But yeah, thank you guys so much. See you in another episode. Oh shit, this is my last episode for the season. Oh, cool. I didn't even know. Okay, I just realized this is the last episode for the season. Thank you. Okay, let me restart that. Thank you everyone for tuning into season 3, because I think by far, I think every episode in this season has hit over 100 downloads. and I am really thankful for that, because it's just honestly, like, I'm not a huge, like, keeping score kind of guy. Like, I don't really give a shit about numbers and whatnot, but like, seeing those numbers, like, it's actually really nice. Thank you for your support. Thank you guys for listening and actually giving me feedback. Some people listen to it and they give me feedback while they're listening to it, and I'm just getting so many notifications and replying to each one of them. It makes my day, honestly. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for talking about it. I really, really do appreciate it. Hopefully you'll take this podcast to the next level by season 4 or 5, whatever. Just really going with the flow. But yeah, hopefully in season 4 I have a bit more interviews. There are a couple of episodes that I recorded for this season, but I wasn't able to edit it because it was so long, or it just needed some other technical requirements, or just time in general. So yeah, I'm creating new words. First it was me questioning the words that I was using, now it's me creating new words. Or maybe, excuse me, hopefully those episodes come out next season. But yeah, after maybe another short break, I'll see you guys in season 4. Thank you guys so much.